Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The United States has about 5% of the world's population, but nearly 25% of the people who are incarcerated around the world are behind bars here, and the total number of inmates is more than 2 million. And it's an issue that's bringing progressives and conservatives together, as the ACLU and the Koch brothers, among others, are pushing for criminal justice and sentencing reform. That topic was featured on the Republic's op-ed page over the weekend, and editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, the U.S. House, even with its current makeup, seems ready to make reforms, but progress in the Senate is being blocked at this stage by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. What do you make of the situation at the national level?
Well, there's tremendous support on the right, and we saw it pass in Congress by large numbers, this First Step Act that would reform our prisons and sentencing and things like that. I think the most interesting aspect of this whole issue is the fact that conservatives are really pushing it, and there seems to be a full court press going right now. A lot of conservative voices, writers are out there, including on our pages over the weekend, really pushing for the for Congress, for the Senate to act during this session and get this done before we have a new Democratic Congress, and that could slow things down.
Without knowing for sure, why do you think conservatives are on that bandwagon now?
I think that's an interesting question. I think it's probably two-pronged. One, conservatives got on the bandwagon of legalizing marijuana. They began to see the merits in treating it as a healthcare problem instead of a law enforcement problem. And so their minds changed a lot on that. And now a majority of Republicans support the legalization of recreational marijuana. And when you look at the prisons, you know, the largest number of prisoners are there for drug offenses. You know, a plurality are there for drug offenses. And then the other thing is just the cost of this. And that is something that John Gabriel, a conservative writer who writes for us periodically, he noted that we spend $500 billion a year on imprisonment and social costs combined. That's going to get the attention of conservatives if you can cut that down.
And now even President Trump, who's so unpredictable, as we know, is now talking about he wants Republicans, Democrats to get together on this. And there was even a reference by John Gabriel in that column. Now that Jeff Sessions is no longer Attorney General, maybe there's momentum for that. What do you make of the fact that even President Trump has come out about this?
Yeah, it's really interesting, the powerful allies on this on both sides of the aisles, because you had the Koch brothers supporting it. You had the American Civil Liberties Union supporting it. You had Barack Obama, who's been supportive of prison reform and sentencing reform and that kind of thing. So it's really interesting, and it means that it can happen. It's one of those things where we actually agree as Americans that this needs to change, and it has been changing at the state level. I've seen a number of states, including Texas, which have seen real gains. They've seen positive momentum created by making these reforms and watching the return or recidivism rate of prisoners decline. So.
We haven't seen anything all that dramatic in Arizona. There's been talk of it, though. And I wonder if you think now that we have a legislature coming in January that's going to be a closer split, whether you could see some traction there.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think with so much happening on the national front, I think there's a possibility there. Somebody else writing for us over the weekend was Kurt Altman, who, like Gabriel, used to work for the Goldwater Institute. And he was pointing out some things about Arizona. Arizona's prison population is 12 times larger today than it was 40 years ago. And Arizona has the nation's fourth highest imprisonment rate. So there are reasons for Arizona to look at this. One of the hopes is those who are pushing the national reforms is that, you know, this will be used as a model for the states. But the states are out in front. We're seeing a lot of red states already doing this.
So from the standpoint of reform, is it important that this is done for economic reasons, for humanitarian, racial-related reasons, or does it not even matter if the steps are taken?
You know, there are powerful arguments on both for economic and for, you know, just the humanitarian reasons. One of the strongest reasons to do that is because of the inordinate number of African Americans who end up in prison. They represent what roughly 12% of the population, 13% of the population, and yet they constitute 40% of the prisoners. That's a strong reason to look at this. Mm-hmm. And because of some of the problems we have in sentencing and in drug laws that, you know, favor sort of the rural areas over the urban areas. So,
one other big question for you, Phil, from the standpoint of, we talk about strange bedfellows, ACLU, Koch brothers, so very powerful allies in this case. But there are a lot of people who make a lot of money from the prison system. How big an obstacle do you think that is to reform?
I've never been a big believer that, you know, you have a legislature, even a Republican legislature, that is out there to defend the business of incarcerating people. I know that that's been an accusation hurled at this legislature. I've never believed it. I think this kind of reform is something that even Republicans in our legislature could get behind.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.